Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Ever feel a shiver down your spine just thinking about a place? Today we're diving deep into a spot that's practically synonymous with creepy, the Villisca Axe Murder House. But this isn't just about ghosts and goosebumps. This is, well, it's heavier than your typical haunted house tale.
You hit the nail on the head there. What makes Villisca stick with you is it makes you think, could this happen anywhere? Even in the most normal-seeming town? Because under the
search that dark side we try not to think about.
Exactly. And to really get Villisca, we gotta rewind to 1912. Small-town Iowa, life moves different back then.
Slower pace, everyone knows your name kind of thing.
Exactly. Picture it. 508 East 2nd Street, beautiful Victorian house, built in 1905. Sign of success, you know, living the dream.
Not what comes to mind when you think crime scene, that's for sure.
Right. And it wasn't just the house. The family, the Petersons, Joseph the dad was a big businessman, respected. Mary, the mom, their 4 kids, they were the family everyone looked up to.
Yeah, it all. Huh.
Yeah, got it. So when June 9th, 1912 rolls around and the unthinkable happens, well, it didn't just rock Villisca, it shook the whole country.
Because this wasn't just a family tragedy. It was like, the idea of small town safety, innocence, it was shattered.
You got it. And it's that clash, that picture perfect life hiding something truly awful that still gets us talking even all these years later.
Yeah. That picture of the Petersons, their life in Villisca, gone in a single night, June 1912. And it's the brutality of it all that really gets you.
It's one thing for a family to be murdered. It's another, the way it happened. Haunting is putting it mildly. Gruesome details, no way around it. Every victim found in their beds, middle of the night, taken by surprise. And the weapon, an axe just left there. Talk about cold-blooded.
I read about the kids tucked in their beds, just awful. And that the killer used an axe, something so up close and personal, chilling doesn't even cover it.
Shows you the dark side people try to hide, that's for sure. And what makes Villisca worse, it's unsolved, still.
Like the killer just vanished. Weren't there suspects, though? I mean, someone had to be on their radar.
Oh, yeah. A whole list of them. Each one with some weird connection to the Petersons, or their lives were just strange. One guy, Dr. Alonzo Fry, he was high on the list.
A doctor? What made him a suspect?
Well, he was a respected doctor in town, but rumors, they followed him. Affairs, odd behavior, even folks saying he'd done shady stuff before.
Not exactly Mr. Perfect, then. Did they have anything solid on him, though?
Even with his past, proving he'd do it was a different story. He had an alibi, not the strongest, but still. Plus, the brutality. Some figured it was too angry, too personal for Fry, like this was revenge, you know?
So not the vengeful Doc. Who else were they looking at?
Another name that kept popping up was Frank Jones. State senator, big shot, and guess what? Business rivals with Josiah Moore.
Okay, business rivalry. That's always interesting. But why Frank Jones? What made him stand out?
Turns out there was this other axe murder. A couple years earlier, Colorado. Whole family, the Moores. And get this, Frank Jones, related to them.
Hold on. Two axe murders, years apart, different states. Are you suggesting a connection? That's a lot to unpack.
Right. And it gets weirder. After Villisca Jones, he allegedly confesses. Tells someone he was involved in both murders. Said he hired the killer each time.
Wait, he confessed and they didn't arrest him? What is this, an episode of Law and Order?
Right. But here's the thing. Even with this supposed confession, they couldn't make it stick. Never officially confirmed. No real proof.
Yeah.
He walked free.
Man, this case, it's like trying to catch smoke. Every time you think you're close, it slips away. And through it all, you have this house, silent, but you know it saw everything. Like a beacon, practically begging for the stories to start.
And boy, did they ever start. Didn't take long for the whispers to turn into full-blown ghost stories. The Villisca Axe Murder House was born.
It's true, isn't it? Those unanswered questions, the brutality of it all.
Yeah.
It's like it created this void. And people, we can't help but fill the void with stories, right? And just like that, a family tragedy becomes legend.
And not just local whispers either. Villisca, that house, it's drawn everyone. Paranormal teams, those ghost hunting shows, even skeptics wanting to prove everyone wrong.
Oh, tell me you've seen those. Night vision, EVP recorders trying to talk to, well, whoever might still be there. I just think it's fascinating that whether they find something or not, it only adds to the legend.
Exactly. But it makes you wonder, what is it about this house, this case, that just won't let go of people's imaginations?
I think for some, it's the mystery. The idea that maybe, just maybe, we're not alone.
Hmm.
That there are things beyond what we can explain. And if those stories, the ones about Villisca, if they're true, well, that's both terrifying and kind of exciting, right?
It's the ultimate question, isn't it? And there are a lot of theories out there trying to make sense of it. One of the big ones is this idea of residual energy.
Residual energy.
Yeah.
So like a recording. But instead of sound, it's the emotions, the events still hanging in the air.
You got it. Imagine the intensity of that night, the violence, the sheer terror. Some folks believe that energy, it embeds itself in a place. Like an echo.
So not that the people are trapped, but the feeling, the memory of what happened is what people are picking up on.
That's the theory behind residual hauntings. These traces of the past, that's what people might be experiencing, not actual ghosts.
Okay, I can see that. But then how do you explain the people who say they've seen the Petersons, the kids, Mary in the kitchen?
Hmm.
That's more than just a feeling, right?
Good point. And that's where intelligent haunting comes in. This theory, it suggests that the spirits, they're aware, conscious, that maybe they're trying to reach out to tell us something.
So not just an echo, but the actual family. Still there, for whatever reason. Man, that adds a whole other level to it.
Definitely does. And that idea that maybe we can connect with those who've passed on, that's powerful stuff. That's why people are so drawn to this, you know?
It's like a bridge between worlds or something. But there's a part of me that wonders, is it possible it's all in our heads?
Can't discount the power of the human mind, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What we believe, what we expect to see, it can change how we experience things, you know?
So like if you go to Villisca expecting a ghost, every creak, every draft, it's going to freak you out more because you're already looking for it.
Exactly. We're wired to find patterns, explanations, even if those explanations, well, they go beyond what we think is possible.
So what's the answer then? We have this horrific event, an unsolved mystery, and enough ghost stories to last a lifetime. What is it about Villisca that keeps drawing us back?
You know, maybe it's the not knowing that fascinates us. Villisca, it reminds us that darkness, it can hide anywhere. That some mysteries, they stick around long after the headlines fade. And maybe, just maybe, by facing that unknown, we learn a little something about ourselves along the way.
Makes you think, that's for sure. If those walls could talk, what would they say? And if they did, would you be brave enough to listen? Something to ponder as we close the book on this deep dive into the Villisca Axe Murder House.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.